I cocked an eyebrow at him. So far, all my efforts on inanimate items were for naught. I could heal my friend's body, hear his thoughts, and even see his soul. But when I reached for a thread of magic and tried to use it to move a chair, nothing happened. Dax held up three tan fingers.
Three reasons why you should be able to do this. One, you're powerful. Two, you're tenacious. And three, you've beat Ferda, the soul stealer.
Who had escaped and was free to start another soul-stealing spree. Reminding me of Ferda is helping me how?
It's supposed to be a pep talk. Do you want me to list all the heroic deeds you've...
No, let's get on with the lesson. The last thing I wanted was to hear Dax recite the latest gossip. The news about my being a soul finder had spread through the magician's keep like dandelion seeds carried by a strong wind. And I still couldn't think about the title without a cringe of doubt, worry, and fear touching my heart. I pushed all distracting thoughts aside and connected to the power source. The power blanketed the world, but only magicians could pull threads of magic from it to use. I gathered a strand to me and directed it to the candle, willing a flame to form. Nothing.
Try harder, Dax said.
Increasing the power, I aimed again. Behind the candle, Dax's face turned red and he sputtered as if suppressing a cough. A flash seared my eyes as the wick ignited.
That's rude.
His outraged expression was comical. You wanted it lit.
Yeah, but I didn't want to do it for you.
He glanced around the room as if seeking the patience to deal with an unruly child.
Zeltanas and their weird powers, forcing me to light the candle. Pah. To think I wanted to live vicariously through your adventures.
Watch what you say about my clan, or I'll... I cast about for a good threat.
You'll what?
I'll tell Second Magician where you disappear to every time he pulls one of those old books off his shelf.
Bane was Dax's mentor, and while the Second Magician delighted in ancient history, Dax would rather learn the newest dance steps.
Okay, you win and you've proved your point. No ability to light a fire. I'll stick to translating ancient languages.
Dax made a dour face.
And you stick to finding souls.
He teased, but I sensed an undercurrent to his words. His uneasiness over my abilities was for excellent reasons. The last soul finder was born in Cydia about 150 years ago. During his short life, he had turned his enemies into mindless slaves and almost succeeded in his quest to rule the country. Most Scythians didn't react well to the news about another soul finder. The awkward moment passed as a mischievous glint lit Dax's bottle green eyes.
I'd better go. I have to study. We have a history test tomorrow, remember?
I groaned, thinking of the large tome waiting for me.
Your knowledge of Scythian history is also pathetic.
Two reasons. I held up my fingers. One, Ferda Davian. Two, the Scythian Council.
Dax gestured with his hand. Before he could say anything, I said, I know, details.
He smiled and wrapped his cloak around him, letting in a gust of Arctic wind as he left. The flames in the hearth pulsed for a moment before settling. I drew closer, warming my hands over the fire. My thoughts returned to those two reasons. Ferda was a member of the unsanctioned Davian clan, who were a renegade group of the Sandseed clan. The Davians wanted more from life than wandering the Avibian plains and telling stories. On a power quest, Ferda had kidnapped and tortured 12 girls to steal their souls and increase his magical power. Valak and I had stopped him before he could complete his quest. An ache for Valak pumped in my heart. I touched his butterfly pendant hanging from my neck. He had returned to Ixia a month ago, but I missed him more each day. Perhaps I should get myself into a life-threatening situation. He had a knack for showing up when I most needed him. Unfortunately, those times were fraught with danger, and there hadn't been many chances to just be with each other. I longed to be assigned a boring diplomatic mission to Ixia. The Scythian Council wouldn't approve the trip until they decided what to do with me. 11 clan leaders and 4 master magicians comprised the council, and they had argued about my new role of soul finder all this past month. Of the 4 masters, Iris Jewelrose, 4th magician, was my strongest supporter,
and Rose Featherstone, first magician, was my strongest detractor.